In Psalms 103 tonight, you're going to see a lot of different things that the Bible teaches us that are character traits or things about God that we can learn and we can praise Him about. Here in Psalms chapter 103, we see the importance of understanding who God is. Title of tonight's message is Drawing Nearer to God During a Busy Season. Drawing Nearer to God During a Busy Season. Now, here's the idea. As we mentioned on Sunday night, that we have many times we get so busy during these Christmas and Thanksgiving seasons, we forget all about God. And it's some of the most sacred times of year. Mr. Gregor, something, I'm feeding back or echoing a little bit or something up here. Thank you. Everybody hear me? Good. That sometimes what happens is we forget to draw nigh to God. When we get so busy and we get so overworked and so stressed out and so just overwhelmed by the things of this world, we get so stressed out that we forget to draw nigh to God. But the whole reason why Christmas is there is what? It's to remember Christ's birth. And the whole reason for Thanksgiving is that the pilgrims, despite all the things that happened to them, they stopped to give praise and thanks to God. And tonight there's three challenges I'd like for you to focus on. There's three different things that I think can help us as believers here at Faith Baptist Church draw closer to God this busy season. That the hope is that today, whatever the date is, that we are closer to God come January 1st. And I got three different challenges here, more than a message, more three different things to work on in these next approximately 35 days. Let's look here in Psalms chapter 103 first. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all." I like that word, all. It's talking about that's our whole heart, all of us. That is all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And this next phrase, and forget not all his benefits. One of the things that I think one of the challenges are is that we need to focus on the benefits and the goodness of God. In the next 30-some days, we need to focus on the goodness and the benefits of God. And here in verses 3 through 10, it begins to describe some of those benefits. We don't have time to go over a lot of them, but we'll look at them. It says, "Who forgiveth all thy iniquities." Man, if we have anything to praise the Lord about, we can be thankful He's forgiven us for our sins. Amen about that. And that not only that, that gives us a way to heaven, but when we come before Him as a Christian, He will forgive us or cleanse us from our sins when we confess it. "Who healeth all thy diseases." Once again, we can be thankful that our God can heal all diseases. "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction." Boy, what He did for us, taking us off the pathway to hell, putting us on the pathway to heaven. "Who crowneth thee with loving kindness." It's not just kindness, it's a loving kindness. It's a kindness that is demonstrated, not because of the fact that that's a good thing, but because of the fact that they love you, a loving kindness, and tender mercies. Now, this next phrase, "Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things." Now, God satisfies us. You know, when we come to the season of Thanksgiving and season of Black Friday and the season of Christmas, you know, being satisfied. Once again, there's nothing wrong with looking for a good deal. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the things of this, the things that are nice. But there is something wrong with not being satisfied with what God has given us. "So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed." One of the things I love about God is the fact He is just and that He is fair all the time. No matter who you introduce Him to, no matter what the situation is, God will always be just and God will always be right. Verse number 7, "He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel." The Lord is merciful. Praise the Lord for that. Doesn't give us what we deserve. He's gracious. He treats us with unmerited favor. He is slow to anger. Boy, we don't deserve His mercies. They're fresh and new every day. But He is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. "He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." Isn't that wonderful? And He deals with us by His love towards us. And yes, we are going to be held accountable for our sins, but once we get saved, He no longer sees that. He sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And these are just some of the benefits. So tonight, focus number one is the focus, or challenge number one is to focus on the goodness of God. If we want to draw nigher to God, the Bible tells us we can get closer to Him. Wherever you're at in your Christian walk today, God says you can get closer. The Bible says, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. And that is one of the ideas of this pursuit of God that we've been talking about on Sundays a little bit, is God has a relationship that He wants to develop with you. He wants you to grow closer to Him, and He will continue to grow closer to you as you draw nigh to Him. And it's a relationship, it's a personal relationship that you can become stronger and stronger and stronger in. You can get closer and closer. So that's the first thing. If you really truly want to draw nigh unto God, then you need to focus on His goodness. I made up, with Mr. Mark's help a little bit, I made up the sheet of paper here, and this is supposed to be a help to you. And it's got the date starting tomorrow, November 27th, and then it has all the way through January 1st, it has a different thing that I would consider a benefit of God's. You know, the first one is God loves me, and the second one, God has given me so much to be thankful for, and there's a list there. And by this, there's a verse next to each one. So we're going to pass one out to everybody in a little while, and that way you can take it home with you. You say, Pastor, I don't know how to focus on God's goodness. You can take one a day, take that with you, be thinking about it, meditate about it, read the verse that's given there. There's some verses that are given next to it. And the whole purpose of this is to help you draw closer to God. If you don't do it on purpose, you're not going to do it. If you don't draw nigh unto Him, it's never going to happen. So what this is doing, it gives you over 30 different benefits there to consider and think about. And the one I just mentioned about being just and being fair, that's not even on there. This is not an exhausted list. We could probably write one out for the whole entire year if we took the time to think about it. But what this is, and it's nothing that is really fancy, it's just simply some different things. As I was praising the Lord and writing out the different things I'm thankful for, some of the things I like to share with you. And I think it'd be good for you yourself to write out the things that you consider blessings from God. But not just focus on the physical things you have. And yes, we are thankful for our family because God gives us our family, but thankful for the things that God is and that God is able to do. Remember what we talked about Sunday morning? Those three things is that He is able, He is available, and He is always the same. So those are things that you need to focus on. Now, the other physical things, they're all because of the attributes of God anyway. So focus on God. If we want to draw closer to God, we can focus on Him. Now, here's the second thought, is intentionally express gratitude. Intentionally express gratitude to others. Now, not only do I think we can draw near to God and draw closer to God by focusing on Him, I think if we will intentionally express gratitude to others that's done something for us, we'll draw closer to God. Say, Pastor, how can I draw closer to God when I'm saying something to someone else? Well, you think about it. We are all recipients of other people's kindness in more ways than we even stop to realize. We are all recipients of other people's kindness, no matter whether or not we realize it or not. And who do we thank for that? We thank God for that. And as we are thankful for what God has done in people's lives to be a blessing to us, then I think it's important that we express that gratitude. The Apostle Paul did this. What did he say? I thank God for, on every remembrance of thee. And he talked about thanking Epaphroditus and thanking the other people in the ministries that worked alongside him, those that stood beside him. I don't think there's anything wrong with expressing your gratitude towards someone else. Now, here's the challenge, is that whether it be in a phone call or a note, or you can get really technological nowadays, a text message, yes, even an email. And I don't know how these tweets or twits work or what these Facebook updates are or whatever that's. However you want to do it, here's the challenge, is that on purpose, with prayer, find one person each day that you're thankful for. Now, say you're going to do that for 35 days, you could do that, whether it be note, email, text message. It only takes a few minutes. Or you could say, I'm going to do this all the way through this coming Sunday. And you, with the Lord's help, think of a different person each day, sincerely writing to them, expressing the gratitude that you have of how they have allowed God to work in your heart and life. I don't know about you, but if you've ever received a note of sincere and specific thanks, you know that this will encourage other people. Not only will it encourage other people, it will encourage you. As you see other people treating you with appreciation and demonstrate that gratitude, the Lord will help you understand and see and open up the eyes and ears of yourself to see that God has been good to you. So that's what encouragement is. Is however long you want. You can try doing it all the way to the beginning of the year. Find one person each day. It's got to be a different person. Obviously, you got some easy ones, your wife, your children, your teachers, people you work with. But express gratitude. And even to someone who may be lost. And just say, you know what? I appreciate what you've done. I appreciate that you do this for me every single day. It could be a cashier you deal with every day. It could be a secretary. It could be someone you interact with, a church member, a church. Just express gratitude. I believe this will help you draw closer to God. As you appreciate the relationships that God has given you, and don't take them for granted, and show your appreciation, this will help you draw nigh to God. Remember, you focus on God's goodness, and as you see God's goodness, you intentionally express gratitude to others. Third thing, this is it, is attend church with an expectant spirit of praise. Attend church with an expectant spirit of praise. What do you mean? It's pretty basic, but it's vital. The average person attends church and says, what can I get out of today's service? And I'm saying from now all the way to the beginning of the year, don't attend church that way. Instead, look at what you can do to benefit the church service. What can I put into the service? You say, what do you mean, Pastor? You know what? You can encourage the service by praying for the pastor and praying for the service. You know, you can get up and you can sing when they ask you to sing. You can get up and you can give when the offering plates come along. You can be expectant in your spirit of praise. You can be excited about being here and be an encouragement to others. Be encouraged to those that are new or those that are around. You can be an encourager. There are so many things you can do inside of a church service. But most people come to church and says, okay, what can I get out of this? Or some look at it this way and says, I dare you to bless me. You know, that's, you know, when you're standing up here and you're looking and you see people's faces, and I know some people don't always have, it's not anything on purpose. When you look like you're sleeping, I know it's just because you're in deep thought. I really know that. But it's this idea that you come to church expecting to receive something from God. You say, Pastor, where do you get that from in all the Bible? Well, Psalms 100 is probably known as the thanksgiving praise. And it says, enter into his courts with thanksgiving. That means praising the Lord. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. It's when you come into church and you're thankful and you're expecting that God is going to give you something. That is what's going to help you draw nigh and draw nearer to God. This is his house. This is what he has instituted for you to grow and for you to learn and to develop fellowships and to be able to serve and to be able to do something for the Lord. The church house is important. And that's why it's important that we attend church services with an expectant spirit of praise. Three challenges. Once again, I only have 1 minute left. Three challenges. Number one is focus on God's goodness. This simple passage of scripture in Psalms 103, verses 1 through 10, simply you can just see all the benefits loaded in there. It even says, forget not all his benefits. It even says all that in there. Secondly, be specific with your gratitude. Find someone that you can show that you appreciate through gratitude and write out a little note. It doesn't have to be long. You don't have to throw a gift card into it. You don't have to put a present. One of the most sincerest forms of gratitude you can show is by showing that you appreciate somebody. Be sincere. Be honest. And if you can't think of people that you're that way, then you need to be praying and asking God to show and reveal the people that help you in your lives. Third, last but not least, attend church services with an expectant spirit of praise. Expect God to work. Come to church ready and prayed up, right with God, and saying, God, what can I do to be a blessing to this church and this church family? Now, that will officially finish my message. Now I get my chance to give my testimony. And then you say, Pastor, that means it's longer than 15 minutes. Yeah, that's okay. You'll deal with it, and it's fine. I am thankful for so much. And this is instruction when it comes to our testimony time. Please be careful with your time. Everyone is here. Everyone wants to hear people give testimonies. That's why they came. But please make sure you keep it in a 2 to 3 minute radius. You don't want to do a long period of time. If everybody took 5 minutes and we have 20 people, that's 100 minutes. That's an hour and 40 minutes. Some people might not mind that, but others might. So let's be careful. Let's be specific, and let's go fairly quickly. I'm not saying you have to talk really fast, but just be considerate of other people's time. When you give your testimony, give it as it always a praise to God. We're not here to praise other people. As I can say, I thank the Lord for my wife. She's wonderful. He's enabled her to do so many different things to be a benefit to me, and it's just a blessing. I thank the Lord that he's given me two wonderful boys. We always want to direct the praise to God, and they're great, and I am thankful for that. I'm thankful, Lord, for this great church family, and I could talk something about pretty much every single one of you, except for Mr. Bateman. You can't really find very much to be thankful for back there, but you can find something to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for the church family. I'm thankful that he gave me a reason to live and a purpose to my life, and there's so much and benefits that God's given me. And then if we try to focus it down into one specific in the idea of what God's done for us this past year, which you don't have to be that way. But you know what? I'm thankful that God has spoken to me this past year. He's drew me closer to him. And I'm thankful for my personal walk with God. And it's the idea that I know that God wants to be closer with me. And you know what? I'm thankful for that. I just praise the Lord for that. And so something simple like that, something I know you want to thank other people's, which is fine. We do this every year. If I ever think it gets to the time where we start just praising other people and it gets about that instead of praising God, then we'll probably just stop doing it and go back to having a regular service. So I'm not trying to put a damper on anybody's what they're thankful for, because you are thankful for other people. You can call people out and say, I'm thankful for that. But let's always remember it's God that we praise him for, and that we're thankful that God has allowed us to be a part of these people's life, that God's kept us safe and brought us into this companionship and what God has allowed them to use. I'm thankful that God allows God to use you to be a blessing to me. And that is the truth. You allow God to be a blessing to others. That's when you let God work through you and you let God do things. And that's a wonderful blessing. And I am so thankful for that. So what's going to happen now is we have the microphones. Are the microphones on? Maybe, maybe not. No, Mr. Jim's going to turn the microphones on. And then if you want to give a testimony, just come up, sit on the front row, and just take your turns. When we stop having testimonies, then we will stop the church service. And young people are welcome to do it. If they're going to be sincere in what they're saying, they can go up and they can say something they're thankful for. I think that's a wonderful thing. I encourage young people to do it if they like to. Old people are allowed to do it. And as most of us are right in the middle between the young and old, you're encouraged to do it too. So thank you once again for being here. This is the last time you're going to see me tonight. So I do want to tell you that I hope that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great time. I know some of you will be traveling, that you be safe. Wesley is going to start passing out these papers now for me while we're giving these testimonies. Remember, Wesley? So we need a couple people that help Mr. Wesley there. And so this is the opening of our testimony time. So if someone would like to give a testimony, please come forward. Yes, sir. Everybody gets one, child or adult, so it doesn't have to be one per family. There should be enough for everybody. If it's a really small child and they don't need one, that's fine too. We're going to start off with Mr. Parker. Once again, if you know you're going to want to do it, come sit on the front row so we don't have to wait for people to walk back and forth. But whatever makes you happy, that's fine.
I'm thankful to God for blessing me to be here tonight, for all the blessings he's given me, the church family that we have, and all the people that attend here and so gracious to me. I always try to say I'm thankful instead of saying I'm grateful. I was raised that way. My dad told me, said, you're full of thanks. You should be full of thanks instead of full of grace. So he was an old country gentleman, but Anyway, I'm thankful that the Lord has blessed me with funds to be able to do as much as I've been able to do this year.
I just want to give praise and glory to my God and Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, for saving me and my family. He's been so good, and for leading me all these years that I've been saved, and providing for me. Gave me a wonderful wife who loves the Lord. I'm so thankful for that. I'm just so thankful that he's still able to use me, and he's given me the ability to serve him. But I have a lot to be thankful for. I thank him all the time for my pastor and my church family. He's put so many people in my life that just bless me, and I want to be blessing back to them. And he led me to this church almost 20 years ago now, and a lot of the people are still here, and we're just have some good friendships going.